What's happening?
Hey, Jared, how you doing?
I'm good. How you guys?
We're doing just fine. Hey, Jared, we hear your sax total down a little this year because you cut your hair and got rid of the wild man look. Is there any validity to that?
Yeah, you know, that's the Samson theory, right?
Yes, the Samson theory.
Unfortunately, I've sacked a quarterback without long hair before, so we'll see what happens.
Very good. Hey, Jared, you have a kind of a limited history against Matt Light, but he's a Pro Bowler like yourself. What kind of problems does he present?
You know, I think they all, that line and Tom Brady, they work well together. I think they've, you know, it's been a pretty stable, you know, as far as guys coming in and out. But, you know, Matt's a good player. You know, I've played against him in the past and had a little success against him. But again, like I said, I think they work well. They know Tom's timing. They know when Tom's going to get rid of the ball, and they do what they have to do to, like I said, they work well as a unit. And when they're working well as a unit, it's hard to isolate one guy out, you know?
You guys use the 4-3 defensive scheme. Does that work to your personal favor and to the personnel on the Vikings?
Did you say the 4-3?
Yeah, the 4-3, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously, I like having my hand down. You know, I think, you know, 3-4 presents some matchups with those outside linebackers getting some rushes on some one-on-ones on some running backs. But, you know, I mean, I'm a traditional type of guy, so I like running the 4-3 and having the DBs play behind it. And, you know, that's kind of all I've known since I've been in the league. So it works well for us, and, you know, especially with the D-line we got with Pat, Kevin, and Ray.
Looking at the numbers here, it looks like the Vikings 6th-rated defense in the league right now. Low first downs, low points allowed. What's been the secret to that, or what have you been doing to get that?
You know, we've been playing some pretty good D. I mean, there's a couple games, obviously, or a couple series, I should say, we'd like to take back. But you know, it's just having that, you know, that next play mentality. Whatever happens that on that play, you just forget about it, you focus on the next one. And you know, we've always preached tightening up in the red zone, and you know. In this league, people are going to get big plays, but if you can hold them to 3, you can win games. And you know, and unfortunately, the games that, you know, if we haven't held them to 3s or they've scored off turnovers, that's the ones we've lost. So, you know, I think it's just kind of our mentality of if you give us an inch of grass, we're going to defend it.
You go ahead.
Hey, Jared, you guys have dealt with so much in terms of off-field stuff, you know, including an annual thing with Brett, whether or not he's coming back. Has it at all come close to reaching a point where there's too many? Speaking up for you. The number of distractions you guys have dealt with, or off-field issues that you've dealt with, including you know, Brett and whether or not he would come back, it's been difficult. Has it started to take a toll on you guys at all?
You know, I don't think so. I think that's, if you let something like that take a toll on you, you're mentally weak in the first place, and this probably isn't the game for you. You know, our game is going to have a lot of ups and downs, and right now we're obviously in a valley, you know, so we're trying to get up into a peak. But, no, I don't think it's taking a toll. We got a close locker room, and we don't have a locker room that, you know, guys aren't afraid to say something to another guy, or someone's not afraid to voice their opinion, you know, if something is bothering. So, you know, I don't think it's taking a toll. I just think we've been, you know, inconsistent, you know, in our play at times, and not so, you know, and when I say inconsistent our play, on getting on the same page, offense, defense, and special teams, you know, performing solidly as one, you know, what games the defense plays good, what games where the offense put up some points and the defense have given up too many points. So we got to all get on the same page, but that has nothing to do with off-the-field issue stuff. That's just, you know, working at your craft and being consistent and having a few breaks go your way.
I guess what I was just driving at is the level of distractions. And you mentioned if you let it bother you, you're probably mentally weak. But when you look at inconsistencies or mistakes or penalties at critical junctures, that would seem to fall right into that category.
Absolutely. And you know, we preach mental toughness around here, and I think everybody does in the league. And you look at the successful teams, and they don't shoot themselves in the foot. You know, we always, you know, as coaches always say that, you know, procedural penalties you need to cut out. Anything before the snap you need to cut out. You know, things are going to happen in the field of play. You know, versus holding or, you know, every once in a while you get a personal foul for hitting or pass interference or something like that. You know, you can work with those, but, you know, not being focused and, you know, jumping off sides or stuff like that, it's unacceptable. And so, you know, I think we got to, you know, we got to consistently, you know, make sure we don't do that. And, you know, you look at the last drive against, Green Bay. We were down there, I think, around the 30, and next thing you know, or 20 or something, next thing you know, it's like first and 40. So, you know, little things like that is where, you know, times in the ballgame where you really got to focus in and you know, but I refuse to believe that off-the-field issues come into someone's mind during a game. You know, I think it's just you have to learn to control that excitement. You have to learn to control that competitiveness to want to, you know, that explosive, you know, nature that we have to want to go get off the ball and make a play. So, you know, again, it just comes down to little things. And, you know, it sounds cliche, but that's what this league is about, is doing the little things better than your opponent.
Thanks. Hey, one more. What impact has Randy Moss had on your locker room? Not so much on the field, but on your locker room. What are your impressions of him?
I think it's been positive. I know he's been a positive voice around here. He's brought excitement. You know, I know in that halftime of that Dallas game, I mean, he was fired up and kind of, you know, brought the team up and got everybody fired up. You know, so I think he's been a positive influence in the locker room. And you know, his willingness to win, you can see he wants to win, you know, and it's nice having a voice around here of a guy of experience that everybody respects that steps up and will give it to you how it is.
What was your reaction when you learned that Moss had been traded from the Patriots to your team? You know, during the season, it was an eye opener here, I think, for everyone.
I was excited, to tell you the truth. I mean, do you get a chance to? I played against Randy when I was in Kansas City, and he was in you know, Oakland and stuff like that. So, you know, just to get a chance to play with a guy of that caliber, you know, I think, you know, really it on a personal level is really cool. But again, I just think he adds, you know, things to our offense that, you know, when they get flowing and they all get in sync, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be awesome. I think we're on the brink of being a potent. I mean, we have the players to be a potent offense and put up huge numbers. And, you know, I think, you know, when we all get on the same page, and it's going to turn around. It only has to turn around quick. So, you know, I was excited for it. I still am excited for it. You know, I think there's, you know, a lot of bright days in our future. And, you know, we don't have too much wiggle room right now. We got to put our nose to the grindstone, and every game counts from here on out.
Thank you.
Could you just talk about working with the Williams boys inside, what they bring to your defense?
Those guys are two stout, just, I mean, game-changing D-tackles. I think, you know, what Pat does in the run game and what Kevin does all around is, you know, something for me that I enjoy being a part of. And, you know, Kevin's leadership is, you know, probably things people don't talk about him, but, you know, he's someone that I look to on the field, you know, to keep it going. And, you know, around practice, is, you know, you might come to work one day and your body's sore, kind of dragging ass a little bit, and Kevin's always that guy there to pick you up and get you going. So, you know, just having that competition amongst our D-line and working with those two guys has been special to me. And, you know, obviously sometimes we draw, have us, all of us up front there, draws a little more attention, and we see different, you know, blocking schemes and different, you know, just quicker pass route combinations. But, you know, it's been a true blessing. It's been fun.
Even though with the good defensive numbers, your takeaways are way down this year. Anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. I think we've taken the ball away. We've had opportunities. I mean, you go back and look at the numbers. We've had probably, I think, one or two every game. You know, our giveaways are up, or our plus minus is down. But you know, it was just something we got to keep doing. And you know, we got two picks last week, and I think we had a couple picks the week before, some fumbles. So, you know, they're starting to pick up. I think they're getting skewed because of the fact that our plus minuses is so bad. And but you know, again, the turnover ratio is what costs games. I mean, you just look around the league, you look at the numbers around the league, usually the people that are ahead in the turnover category have a better chance of winning that game.
Anybody else have any?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot, Jared.
You were terrific. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.